Blog Talk Radio.
Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live on this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. I trust that you all had a beautiful weekend and that you spent some time joy pampering with yourself, right? Doing those simple, small things that bring joy into your life, that put a smile on your face and make you feel that warm, comfortable feeling. You know, joy is all a part of really embracing yourself. It's all a part in seeing the beauty in everyone. It's all a part of staying positive and doing things that will enhance your life. So don't forget to get you a good old-fashioned dose of joy and make sure that you do it as often as necessary. We've got a lot going on over at Women About Biz. So very excited for our upcoming programs and different things that we have going on. And I'll be making some announcements in just a little bit. I'll keep you up to date on our Clarity and Focus Challenge and some other things that are going on. Talk about a few articles that you may want to read in the member portal as well. And so for today, of course, you know that we all for the rest of the month of January are going to be reading the 5 questions of business leadership that we read last year. I really want everybody to get this. And so again, we will stick with that for the month of January. And then starting in February moving forward, we will have a whole new set of questions. So before we really get good and deep into the show, let us go ahead to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have another day to accomplish our dreams and our goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires. Father, help us, Lord, to take action when action is needed, Lord. Let us be servant leaders. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, Lord, unmovable and unshakable. We ask for a special blessing, Father, over all women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone, isolated, Lord, or perhaps, Lord, they're even homeless, living in their cars with their children, dear Lord. Father, let them know that they are not alone, Father. Send the angels to them. Let the Holy Spirit comfort them. Give them inner peace and strength and send those resources, Father, including us, dear Lord, who love you dearly. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all those blessings that are yet to come. Father, I thank you so much for the Successful Woman Radio Show and all the listeners that support the show, dear Lord. Father, I ask for a ready recollection of words and resources that are going to be able to help the listeners of this show, dear Lord. And Father, again, I thank you so much, and I don't take anything for granted. Father, we pray all of these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, yes, queens, I again hope that you all had a beautiful weekend. I spent the weekend finishing up a wonderful program that I had been working on last year, and that is called the Queen system, again, the Queen system. And I'm so very, very excited. As many of you who are longtime listeners and followers at Women About Biz, you know that our theme is helping women become queens of their empire. That's our whole goal. That's our whole purpose. And what does that mean? Becoming queen of your empire simply means that you have embraced the queen within yourself. You understand and know that you inherited the right and were given the authority and the validation to be the queen, the leader of your own life. You have the opportunity to set up your own empire personally with assets that you so choose to put in that empire, whether it is assets such as real estate and property and land, whether it is small businesses, nonprofit organization, whatever assets that you want to have in your life, all of those make up your personal empire, right? That you rule over, that you have authority over. And so I get so excited when I think about the fact that, first of all, our Father God is the King of it all, and that we are his children, and everything that belongs to him belongs to us, those of us who love him dearly, those of us who embrace and accept Jesus Christ in our lives. We know that there are many things to enjoy here in this life, in this earth, and so therefore, our whole goal for living should be to be that living testimony, because we are God's purpose, right? We are his purpose, and we are one big human purpose, and he has given us that authority to utilize our talent and our potential to bless others, to love others, to help others in many ways. And so we should be excited about that. We should be excited that this is something that's not costing us money. This is something that costs us understanding. We need to be able to understand this. We need to be able to embrace it, and we need to be able to take action on it. And so, again, I'm very, very excited about being the queen of my empire, and I pray and I put my hope and my trust that you, too, believe and will want to be the queen of your own empire and develop something quite extraordinary that will not only bless you, but your family and all others that are around you. Our lineup on the show today, of course, is our five questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. I'll give you some announcements, and then we will move on as we talk about today, building your brand and your online presence. We've talked about that before. I'm coming back around today because many of you are gearing up and really building out your foundation and getting everything ready so that you can really truly make it happen this year. And so I want to make sure that I cover some things that will remind you and maybe bring some thoughts back to the surface about branding and online presence and helping your business to grow and to be successful, okay? So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and cover the five questions of business leadership. Again, this is the last month for those particular questions. I decided to bring it on over for January, and then starting in February, we'll have a new set of questions. Starting off with question one in the five questions of business leadership, it is, have I set my business foundation? Again, have I set my business foundation? Now, you know this is very important. Why? Because as with anything, whether you're doing a project, a new product, a new service, whatever it is that you are doing, there always has to be a foundational element involved in it, meaning there is something that you've got to do to build a solid foundation so that everything else that you lay on top of it, everything else that you do that stems from it is going to be strong, going to reach those who it was intended to reach. So again, asking yourself that question, if you have built your foundation, is very key. And you must always keep it in your mind. This isn't something that you just do every now and then, but your foundation sometimes has to be repaired. Sometimes it's going to be added onto as your business begins to grow. Now, there are five core areas that I specifically want to cover in asking yourself that question. Core area number one is your legal structure and setup. Have you incorporated? Do you have your LLC? Do you have your tax EIN? Core area number two is strategy. You can ask yourself, what is it that I want to experience this quarter? What will I do to support my vision and goals for my business, right? This is all part of that planning process. How will I implement the task to support my goals? And who will I delegate it to? And of course, that leads into core area three, because as we talk about delegation and the importance of delegation, you cannot do everything by yourself, right? You know, that's so very key. And oftentimes, you know, when we start working on our businesses, we have this tendency to want to do everything ourselves, even though we may be feeling some stress, even though there may be some areas that we don't know how to do, right? Case in point, because I want to give an example here about delegation and why it's so important to establish that power team. If you're interested in creating what we call a funnel, right? And a funnel is simply an A to Z list of things that you've got to implement or you've got to respond to with your prospects or your clients. There's a sequential list of emails that you're going to be sending out to them or things you're going to be doing. But you don't really totally understand the funnel process. You are not sure which direction you should go with it. But you keep having that thought process, you keep having that, and yet you don't do anything about it. Instead, you kind of fumble along based on what you've heard about funnels so far. You kind of fumble along trying to create a funnel, and because it overwhelms you and there's a lot of missing information that you have about doing that, you procrastinate and you just don't get it done. So therefore, your compelling offer or you know, people opting into various things, you don't really have a way as to how you're communicating with them unless you manually are doing it every single time, which, again, is the wrong way in this day and age, right? And so creating a power team helps you to eliminate that pressure that you get when you come up against things that you really are unsure of or things that you don't know how to do. And so, again, you know, you have to constantly be asking yourself, who will you be delegating the various tasks to support your goals? Who will you be delegating these to? And if you don't know, that means that you haven't really developed your power team. So core area three is, have I developed a power team outline, right? Okay, so what that means is that you've actually sat down in your quiet space and you have actually figured out the areas that you're going to need help in. You may have broken your areas down based on your business, right? And so you say, okay, I'm going to need someone to help me write articles. I'm going to need someone to do some graphic design for me for my social media. I need someone to help me with my social media content and my calendar so that that's on time. And I definitely need someone to help me after I figure out what I want in my e-newsletters. I want someone to help me put all of that together. And so you look at that and you say, well, you know, what can I afford? What's my budget? And you might be able to have a very experienced virtual assistant to do that, working for you anywhere between 3 to 5 hours a week, right? So the whole purpose of delegating is to alleviate yourself of other tasks that are repetitive and can be someone can be trained to do them so that you can do what you do best, which might be servicing the client, which might be public speaking, which might be getting out of there and connecting with other individuals who can send referrals to you. However, it never will happen unless you understand the importance of a power team, and the importance of scaling your business has a lot to do with delegating to others. Here's core area four, automated marketing. Have I automated my marketing process, okay? That simply means, are you allowing your business to utilize technology in the way that it needs to be used, okay? So that could be everything from your voicemail to your email system. When someone signs up on your site, there's a whole series of emails that they may receive for a period of 15 to 30 days, and then they get put into the general email list. So automation is very powerful. And every time you decide to do something, whether it's a new product, whether it is a new service, whether it is a special event, always ask yourself, how can parts of this be automated in servicing the customer, whether it's the registration process, whatever it might be? So again, have I automated the marketing in my business? And then lastly, in question number one about setting that foundation is core area five, am I prepared to receive the money? Okay, am I prepared to receive the money? There are four areas that you really need to tighten up on so that when you do have everything put together and you're ready to start marketing, you got to make sure that you have a process to receive payments. So you need that business checking account. You need a good bookkeeping system. You need a merchant account to accept credit cards. And you need to become that queen of cash flow, understanding how to lay out that spreadsheet and to understand the difference between the incoming expenses, I'm sorry, the incoming sales and the outgoing expenses and what your net cash flow ends up being at the end of the month. And so that's very key. I want you to really embrace these five core areas. And then next, we're out of question one now. We're moving on to question two. What are my top three business goals just this month? As you know, I don't recommend that you go past three goals for each month. And of course, if you are a member at Women About Biz, then in the member portal, you know that we have our goal setting program going on all throughout the year. And you can go ahead and download from the library the January planner and start working on your goals for the month, right? And so, again, these are things that are very, very key. And this is one of the things that at Women About Biz, we talk about the fact that you cannot do without a really good goal setting system. As a matter of fact, goal setting is the foundation to manifest anything that you want, but you've got to learn how to properly do it. You must know the hierarchy of visioning, which has a lot to do with goals, okay? And then question three, do I have my power team in place? Okay, so in the foundational questions, the question was asked, have you actually created your power team outline? But in this particular question, it's not asking you, have you created an outline and made a list and vetted the people? This is talking about, is it actually in place so that if you need something, it just takes a few seconds for you to text or call or email that person and say you need a particular service. Here's question number four. Am I being consistent in marketing and communication? Well, this has a whole lot to do with what we talked about in, setting your business foundation. And we talked about one of the core areas is automating your marketing system. If you want to be more consistent in this day and age, you know, you've got to get to that point to where you give yourself some understanding of marketing automation, and then you go about finding someone who can help you automate your system or walk you through that process, okay? And then last but not least in the five questions of business leadership is on a scale of 1 to 10, what's my belief level? Okay, why is this question so very important? Well, it is because everything that you do, everything that you think of, that you respond to has to do with your whole belief system. And believe it or not, your belief system is tied into things that are factual and tied into things that are not so factual, meaning they may not even be very valid at all. You may not even be believing in the right thing. And this is a concept that is somewhat new to a lot of people. You know, people believe that whatever they believe in is true. If I believe it, then it must be true. But no, that's not the case. It's because over the period of time, over our lifespan, especially when we were a child all the way up to our early young adult life, we have been influenced greatly by our parents, by relatives, by friends, by teachers, by our environment, by our own personal experiences. We have been influenced a lot. And based on our experiences, our opinions, our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, all of those things, they help to form our whole belief system. And then as we continue to move on with those beliefs through our adult lives, some of those beliefs will work against us instead of for us, meaning our subconscious mind will help us to sabotage our own self, because the belief that's needed to accomplish a particular thing or to do something is not in place. So this is why you must always keep yourself in check about your belief system. As a matter of fact, one of the big questions that you need to be asking yourself as it pertains to belief is, again, what is my belief level? And if I'm working on a new business idea, a concept, or what have you, it's something that I'm developing passion for, I can't seem to leave it alone, I want to make it happen for myself, then you've got to ask yourself, what beliefs do I have currently that might work against this? And take a look at your habits, because habits can wreak havoc, right, sometimes in our lives. So you want to take a look at your habits, and that will help you answer that question. And then you have to ask yourself, what beliefs are needed to enhance this service, this project, this new idea that I have? What beliefs are needed that I don't feel that I'm strong in, that I'm going to have to develop? I'm going to have to embrace whatever the beliefs are needed. I'm going to have to embrace these habits to enhance what it is that I am doing, okay? So again, belief, again, is something that you have to put yourself in check for all the time. And I want to leave you with this as I close on the five questions of business leadership. One of the things you always have to do when it comes to belief is that you always have to be willing to take action and work towards building new habits and writing over those old ones, okay? And that requires, it requires courage, it requires stick-to-itiveness and a strong, solid pact with yourself. And sometimes you do have to work with a coach to help you. You know, you can't always do things by yourself, and you need to be able to recognize that fact, because at the end of the day, the result that you're wanting is you want to see positive results. You want to see financial success. You want to see mental success. You want to, it's coming from your business, okay? There you have it, the five questions of business leadership. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I'm so excited that you are here listening with us today. Hey, we're going to move right on into preparing your mind for greatness. Yep, we're going to be moving right on into doing that. And preparing your mind for greatness really is a conditioning exercise that you should be doing every single day for the rest of your life. Why? You need to understand is that there are people, there are places, there are things and environments that really every day we can expose ourselves to that can really cause some very serious issues. And there are things that we can expose ourselves to that can help us, lift us up, motivate us, support us, inspire us to move our lives to the very next level. So what we have to do is constantly be aware that the negative things in life, people and places in life, we have to guard ourselves against that. And no better way than to condition our minds on the positive side. And I call it preparing your mind for greatness, preparing to do great things, preparing to be a great leader and a great queen, okay? So with that said, as you prepare your mind for greatness, the first thing that you need to incorporate in your life, if you haven't already, is to try out prayer, praying to God the Father. Talk to him just like you would talk to anyone else, but with humbleness and respect. if that is not included, right? You've got to be respectful. You've got to be humble. And you've got to thank God for giving you the day, for allowing you to wake up. Let him know that you don't take it for granted, right? And then proceed to pray on petition of others if you need to, and then petition for a successful business. Petition for God to allow you to use your talent and your potential. Have that private conversation with him. Confess your sins to the Lord, and he will be there for you. As you prepare your mind for greatness, you know, some people from prayer go right into meditation. And meditation is that internal form of communication where you are clearing your mind, and your goal is to meditate and to find your core, to find your center. And where there is your core and your center, there is peace, there is joy, there is silence, and it allows you to become one with yourself. And if you have not tried meditation before, definitely is something that you want to try. That's going to require skill, right? You to learn about different forms of meditation, and you to learn how to meditate. And so, of course, we've got some resources over at womenaboutbiz.net in our member portal, and we invite you to be a part of our family of business women. In addition to guarding your mind and really preparing your mind for that greatness, you have to create some custom affirmations for yourself. I always recommend that you get, first of all, a index card box, 3x5 index cards that can come in different colors, and you want to get the index card box dividers. You can find that at most local office stores, and even some dollar stores even carry what I just mentioned. And so what you want to do is you want to create custom affirmations that are relevant to different topics, different things. Maybe you need a custom affirmation right now on courage, right? One of my favorite ones that I created is take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone, for therein lies your success. And that was to remind myself that I need to get out of that comfort zone. I need to step outside of that, and I need to take off my shoes of fear. In other words, I need to take action, take courage, and move forward with what it is that I want. And it's going to be uncomfortable outside of that comfort zone, but I know that my success is in that space. And so if I want it, I've got to come over there and get it, right? And so that's what I created for myself. And then, of course, I create other affirmations too. I have one affirmation that I say where I say I am powerful, I am God's child, and everything that belongs to the Father belongs to me, and I am so grateful. I will manifest the things that I want and need in my life, and I will bless the lives of others. You know, so there are different affirmations that you can create for yourself based on relevancy, you know, and in your index card box, you can separate and, you know, with index card dividers, you can separate sections in your box. One section could be, you know, financial. One section could be, you know, fear / courage. Another section could be motivation. So basically, you can set up your own system to really prepare your mind for greatness. And I say to people, you know, it's okay to go and look up quotes that a lot of other people have created because they inspire you. But there's something that happens when you create an affirmation for yourself. Then you are tapping into your own personal power, your own abilities to self-motivate, to self-inspire, and to make some things happen. It can truly, truly help you. When you add that plus loving God and following God and using God's principles and his system, you have equipped yourself even to be successful immensely. Pushed down, shaken together, running over. It's 12:29 after the hour, and you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. A big shout out to all of my longtime listeners. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to let you know that we are planning so many wonderful topics this year for the show at Successful Woman Radio. And of course, at any time, if you feel like you would like to be on the show, you have something to share, then you can simply go to our member portal and log in and scroll all the way down to podcasts. And as you go to podcasts and click on that, then you'll see that we have a link that says be on the show. And basically, it gives you that information that you're going to need to be on Successful Woman Radio. There's a form there for you to fill out. And then, of course, I or one of my assistants will call you, and we will discuss how you can be on the show, what your question, interview questions would be. We'll get you set up. So definitely let us know that. So very, very important. Oftentimes, we feel that we may be a little shy to be on a podcast or a radio show interview, but it's all a part of branding yourself and getting yourself out there as a credible expert, which is so very, very important. I want to leave you again with the scripture. As we talk about preparing your mind for greatness, I want to leave you with the scriptures, Philippians 4, 6 through 8. If you haven't written it down and gone and read it, go to read it. I read it every day. And, you know, I just absolutely love this scripture. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And here's my favorite part, and the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Know that God wants great things for you. Yes, he does. So don't wait to be validated or to be given authorization from anyone. God has already did that for you. You just need to believe and take action and move forward. So very important. Well, I have a big question for you. Have you created your vision board, or have you started working on your goals, downloaded that January goals planner at Women About Biz? And have you asked yourself, what is it that you want to experience this first quarter of 2024? That is very important. All of these questions are very, very important. You know, the New Year's resolution is something else, because people get all excited and they even at the last moment might write a resolution down so they can have the ability to say, yeah, I have a New Year's resolution. But oftentimes, more than likely, experts say most people, 80 to 90%, don't even go past a week or two, and never, they just drop everything and they don't do their New Year's resolution. They don't do anything. I truly believe it's because if we create our vision and our New Year's resolution, whatever it is that we want to do, if we create it on the surface of life, and the surface is really, it's really about you not really digging beneath your life, looking within yourself and looking at what you really want and asking yourself what it is that you really want to experience. And when you don't do that, when you're not being truthful with yourself, when you aren't clear on your core values, when you aren't sure if you're in the business that you want to be in, but you also have a fear of not wanting to look at it or take action on it because you're worried too much about what people think. When all of these things go on, of course you're going to drop your New Year's resolution. Of course you're not going to pay attention to vision. Of course you're not going to set goals. You're not going to do any of that, right? Because why? Because some habit within you is helping you to sabotage yourself. Something within, some experience within you is causing you not to be committed to seeing positive things sprout from you. And this is where you have to fight hard. Oh, yes, Queen. You have to fight hard to make these things happen in your life. You have to deny yourself and say, you know, no, the devil is a liar. God has my back. I have the ability within myself to accomplish and make wonderful things happen. So therefore, I am indeed going to do that. So, you know, I want to say to you all, visioning is not a New Year's only thing, okay? Visioning is not a New Year's only thing. Setting a New Year's resolution, which is really, you know, this is what I want to experience, this is what I'm going to do, that is not a one-time deal, okay? Don't fool yourself on that. Visioning is ever-flowing. Visioning continuously is something that is supposed to happen frequently, all the time. It is a gift given to us as humans by God, right? He is sharing with us through vision how to make it happen in our lives as human beings. He's telling us to write it down, to make it plain, and transfer it from your spiritual mind onto paper so that people know that it's real. He's telling us to write it down so that we may set goals and take action to it. So we must be serious about it, you know? We must be serious about it. And I want to just encourage all of you and motivate you that it's never too late to start visioning. It's never too late to start setting your goals and to making some things happen, okay? You have to be willing to look within yourself and to say, why is it that I'm not setting goals? Why is it that I don't use a calendar? Why is it that I keep saying this is what I want, but here I am same time this another year and I'm not doing what I need to be doing? This is the time where you really have to look within and understand that all of the answers are within you. This is where our clarity and our focus challenge really, really can help you a whole lot. And if you have not joined the Clarity and Focus Challenge, this is where you need to start. You need to really look at the Clarity and Focus Challenge. As a matter of fact, tonight at 7:30, we're having a clarity call, and it will be wonderful for you to be part of this program. If you want to know what Clarity and Focus Challenge is all about, just go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on programs, and then click on Clarity and Focus, and you'll be able to read and then register for this program, okay? A big thank you to all of you who are in the Clarity and Focus Challenge. I see so many of you working diligently and working hard to get clear and focused for your life and your business. And I just want to let you know how proud I am of you. And congratulations to many of you who are really serious about making some things happen in this new year. If you're not a member yet of our Crown Club at Women About Biz, we invite you to join. You simply go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on join today, and join us in our Silver Crown Club, only $27 monthly. That is less than $1 a day. You will be well on your way with wonderful things. As a matter of fact, all of our Silver members get at the top of each quarter, they get a coaching session, a one-on-one coaching session, where we go over the previous quarter. We go over what they may want to do for the second quarter, any monetization questions, any clarity on marketing they may need or resources that we can get for them. We're gonna do that. We're going to help them make that happen. So, again, very, very excited about that. I also want to announce about and just kind of start getting you guys in the know about a wonderful new program that we will have starting up towards the end of January. It's called the Queen System, and the Queen System goes on entire year. And what the Queen System is, it's really helping you to prepare yourself to be the queen of your own empire. And so we start in the Queen System with mindset, and then we start talking about leadership and looking at what you need to do for that. Then we start looking at being a good steward, looking at what's required of you. What are all the things that are going to be required of you as you step into your queendom, as you look at being the leader over the assets that God has given you the authority to do, right? And then we talk about building business and delegating, all of those things that you're going to need to be the queen of your empire. We have it all in the Queen System, and this is all a part of the Silver membership as well. So you definitely want to go ahead and visit womenaboutbiz.net. Click on Join Today. Read up on the many benefits of being a Silver member in our Silver Crown Club, and then join at the $27 per month rate. I also want to remind you that at Women About Biz, we have many programs to help you with your finances. If you're looking to fund your business, if you're thinking about looking for an investor, or if you are thinking about a partnership, make sure you schedule a power talk at Women About Biz so that we can get you some good resources, perhaps even stray you away from the wrong path and set you on the right path to actually go on. So again, so very, very excited about that. And I know that you are totally going to enjoy being a Silver Crown Club member. It's 12:41 after the hour, and I'm going to go straight into our topic for today, which is building your brand and your online presence. Get your notepad out. You're going to really love this topic, and getting ready to give you some great tips and resources on this. Now, you may often hear that your brand is everything, but what exactly constitutes your brand? Is it more about you, your customers, and what your business has to offer? Or is it about the aesthetics, how everything looks, your logo, the colors, your website? Well, truth be told, it's a little of everything. It is the story behind your business, the values you stand on, the people you contract to be a part of your mission, and even the people you attract as customers. So what I want to do is just provide you with some tips on how you can build your brand and your online presence for your small business. The one thing I do want to let you know, though, before I give you these resources, okay, is that most of the time as a small business owner, you are trying to get your business well known, and you're trying to figure out what can be my competitive edge. What is it that I can do that can be extremely different from everybody else? So I just want to let you know that in my journey, in my quest, what I discovered, that I am a great competitive edge for Women About Biz, for Successful Woman Radio. Why? It's because it's only one of me. Nobody can compete with the me of me, right? Nobody can compete with Trina in that manner, because I have my own personality. I have my own experiences to share with you and my lessons learned that are going to help you. I teach from my failures just as much as I teach from my successes. And I'm transparent, and I want women to learn from all of my experiences if they can, you know, as they go on building their businesses and being successful. So I want to say to you is that some of you might be shy and say, I don't want to get on video, I don't want to do audios, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. But I do believe that in a lot of different industries that there are some success blueprints that have already been created by those who've gone on before us to be successful. And we can't overlook those things. And one of those things that is important is to know that you can be part of your own brand. So in many of the things that you do, you can be a part of your brand, okay? So with that said, let's go ahead and take a look at some things that will help you to build your brand and your online presence. Here's the first one. Know your audience. And this is very important. You should take this to heart. You've been hearing this a lot in different areas, and for branding, it is no different. Understanding your target audience is a fundamental key to any successful marketing strategy. You've got to know who your target market audience is, or your typical customer or client. And the way we all do it is by conducting thorough market research to identify our customers' preferences, behaviors, and pain points. Now you go, okay, this all sounds good, Trina. This is sounding like poetry to my ears, but what is it that I actually have to do in order to do that market research? Okay, so the first thing is going to be your discovery period in marketing research. So the first thing that you want to see is if the industry that your business falls in. So you need to know what industry that is. Some are easy to find out and some are not, okay? But for the most part, most people know what industry their business falls into, okay? So if you are a coach, then what you want to do is look up the Coaches Federation or Association of Coaches, and you know, you can even look and see your type of coaching, Association of Intuitive Coaches, Association of Mindfulness Coaches, Association of Business Coaches. So again, what you're trying to do is find out if there's an association that provides, not just pull everybody together just to, out of the commonality of being a coach, for example, but pulling people together, but also providing market research that they have already done on the industry that could greatly help you. So you want to look and see if there is an industry association that you can affiliate yourself with. The next thing that you want to do is, honestly, you have to start with yourself. And I tell people this all the time. You actually have to say to yourself, now, I was interested in this industry for a reason. And more than likely, I was interested in it because it hit some pain points for me. And I'm thinking other people need it too. So utilize yourself. Because the one thing I know is that, yes, we can coach a lot of people, but often we're better coaches when we've been through whatever it is we're coaching people on, okay? So you've got to use yourself. Start with yourself. If you don't have anybody else to use for your to discover who your target audience is, start with yourself and ask yourself, am I my own target audience, right? And then you need to take a look at your behaviors, your pain points. What is it that you want to know or still need to know or have learned from what you are going to help and teach others about or support others with? And that's very important. If it's a product, okay, it's still the same thing. You've got to learn what need is this product actually meeting, or how will this make people feel when they utilize this product, okay? So this knowledge will help tailor your marketing messages and branding efforts, and it's going to relate to your audience. It's going to increase the likelihood of getting people to engage and really conversate with you in social media and in other ways, okay? Very important. So again, I always recommend, as you're looking at your target audiences, to use, if you don't have anyone, to pattern it after, use yourself. Okay, if you've already serviced a few people, then what you need to do is to create a short survey that will give you answers to help you to better market to people just like them. Okay, very key. And then also there's some other phases of marketing, market research that you can do. You can create a small focus group. Now, oftentimes, you know, experts say, well, if you're going to create a focus group, you should let somebody else manage the focus group for you so that the people in the focus group will be honest with their answers and they won't feel like they're hurting the owner's feelings by saying what they feel, right? So I will say this. It's always best to let someone else lead your focus group, but you can still coordinate the focus group. You can still come up with the questions, objective questions that you need to come up with. so that you will better understand your market and better understand what it is that your customers actually need from you. So you can always work with a marketing specialist who might offer those particular services, okay? If you don't have anyone to conduct the market research, then you can still do the market research as a focus group or a live group study, but you know, you need to make them feel very comfortable from the very beginning. Let them know that I'm looking for you to be honest. I'm looking for you to truly let me know. There's no such thing as hurting my feelings or being afraid to say a particular thing, worried about how I'm going to feel. I'm doing this focus group because I need honest opinions. I need to improve. I need to make things work better for my customers and my clients. And you have to kind of preface that and then go on with the questions and discuss those questions and ask those hard questions, right? And you have to gird yourself and make sure that you are not having some kind of emotions behind some of the things people say they don't like about the business or what they recommend, okay? Very important. The next thing is that you've got to build a strong online presence. Yep. You know, everybody has moved to being online. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm one of those firm believers that you have to build a strong offline presence as well. But everybody is going online for what they need, okay? It has become the standard. So a robust online presence is non-negotiable. Develop a professional user-friendly website that reflects your brand identity, which is important. Leverage social media platforms relevant to your business to connect with your audience. Join groups that are relevant to your target audience and regular update your content to keep your online presence fresh and engaging. And this is why creating a social media content calendar is important, because it keeps you focused and it helps you be relevant to what it is that you do. Next is, you got to remember that content is queen, okay? And so this tip in understanding content is queen, you got to understand that you need to create valuable and relevant content that educates your audience or entertains or solves some type of problem for your audience. Now, with that said, a lot of people are using artificial intelligence, better known as AI, right? A lot of people are using that, and I can't begin to tell you how many people I'm having share with me in coaching sessions or during conversations. They're saying, oh, well, all of that can be done with AI. I can just write the book with AI. I can do it. But they're saying it as though they're taking themselves from the equation of developing the content, and someone else is going to do it for them. And so this is where understanding AI is really misunderstood, okay? Yes, I totally 100% agree. AI is quite intelligent. It's quite amazing. And yes, you can and should use it to help you if you're writing a book or creating content. But what you shouldn't do is remove yourself from the whole process, just copy and paste whatever AI gives you and then paste it and say, okay, it's done. You still have to take that time to review whatever AI has provided. You still have to look and change the intro on things. You still have to make it you. You still have to add to it what it's not saying that you want it to say. It just gives you a head start. And that's what I look at AI as, is AI gives you an incredible head start. And it cuts down on time sometimes by 75 to 90%. And so that's beautiful. But what you can't do is you can't look at AI and say, AI is going to do everything for me. Don't buy the hype. Okay. Don't buy the hype. Make sure you know and understand that it needs to be you. It needs to be part of who you are. And I'm going to tell you something else that I know too. I think where we're headed in the internet space is that so many people are going to start using AI that AI already kind of has like a flavor the way it writes, and so it looks the same on everybody's site. But what I believe is that I believe audio and video are going to really be and continue to be the top two things that people are going to gravitate to. You know why? Because it's going to allow people to help separate themselves and brand themselves better. Now, with that said, this is not to say not to use AI. I'm an advocate for AI. It's just that I want you to use it responsibly. Content not only establishes your expertise, but it also builds trust with your potential customers. Utilize blogs, videos, infographics, social media posts, and even AI to convey your brand message and showcase your products or services. But what you don't want to do is that you don't want to leave it all up to someone else or AI to write for you and you're not having your input put into it. So again, keep that in mind, okay? Leverage SEO strategies is my next recommendation. Now, what is SEO? SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it is crucial for improving your online visibility. It helps you to optimize your website with relevant keywords or keyword phrases, create high-quality content, and it also can help you to build what we call backlinks to enhance your search engine rankings, okay? So this is all, leveraging SEO is all about what we call organic marketing and making sure that your website pages have the right keywords to attract the Google search engine so that people can find you, okay? Next is embrace your influencer marketing. Partnering with influencers in your industry can provide a powerful boost to your brand. So identify influencers who align with your values and with your brand and consider following them, right? And also take a look at whether or not they offer advertising or doing posts in their social media and how much that might be. It may really help you out, okay? You also want to focus on your customer experience, which is very important. Have exceptional customer service. And with any element that you're adding or wanting up to be a part of your business, you have to create a customer service system. So very important. Satisfied customers are more likely to become loyal advocates and refer others to you. And it's a great way to have a word of mouth referrals is through customers. Then, of course, you want to make sure as you are branding, you have to be consistent in branding across the platform. So you have to maintain a brand identity across all marketing channels, including your messaging, your visuals, your tone, what you say. It reinforces. So this helps to build that trust and that credibility. And it helps to make your brand memorable to consumers. As a matter of fact, when most people are advertising, they're advertising to better brand, to really get the word out there about who they are and not necessarily calling people to action to buy something right away. Last but not least, you definitely want to utilize email marketing, okay, as you look at branding your business. Still, email marketing is considered the number one way to effectively reach your target audience, okay? So, you know, create targeted and personalized email campaigns to keep your customers and your prospects informed about your promotions, your new products. You know, keep them encouraged and motivated and inspired. You know what, Queen, your small business can really thrive in this competitive market by basically implementing strategic marketing techniques and branding strategies. So you've got to know your audience. You've got to build that strong online presence. You've got to create that valuable content, and you've got to learn to use the right keywords and phrases through search engine optimization. And to learn how to engage influencers, those who are already in your industry and or have something relevant to your industry and they're doing well. But this I do know, by combining these elements, you can establish a strong brand presence and attract customers and foster long-term growth. And you can take that to the bank. It's very, very important. Well, I hope that you have taken some notes that you have enjoyed the show today. And I want to wish you a very productive week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.